Hey Taita, hola, hola Zimbabwe muhle. Mthwakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle. Ndinomgamchira emjirongo wachedu chevechidiki. Uhlelo The Connection. Welcome, welcome, welcome Zimbabwe muhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome, we're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America. And today is Tuesday, the 11th of June 2019. Zimbabwe muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, welcome, welcome, welcome. Ndinomgamchira emjirongo wachedu chevechidiki. Uhlelo The Connection, Lilami. I'm your host, your boy, your one and only, truly, Big Mike, a.k.a. Mike Hove. Tonight, Zimbabwe Omuhle, we are tackling the issue, we are revisiting the issue of unemployment elizweni. However, focus is going to be placed on the agricultural sector. According to Atlas Media, which is an outlet that focuses on economies, different countries' economies worldwide, Zimbabwe has imported goods, food, etc., Zimbabwe has imported more stuff when we're talking about goods, food, than it has exported. And here we're talking about between 2012 and 2017. Between 2012 and 2017, Zimbabwe went from spending $3.57 billion on exporting goods through to $1.39 billion. These are exports that we're talking about. As for the imports, Zimbabwe Moshe, we went from importing stuff that is worth in 2017, we were importing stuff worth $3.22 billion. So to break it down for someone who doesn't understand what I'm talking about here, basically what this is classifying and explaining is that Zimbabwe is consuming more than they are exporting. Zimbabwe is spending more than they are making, which is something that economists are crediting the current state of the economy to. Economists also argue that Zimbabwe is an agro-based economy. For those that don't know what that means, it means the strength of the economy lies within the country's agricultural sector. With all that information in mind, what I would like to hear from you, Zimbabwe Omuhle, and Jalo, my guests that are going to be joining me, is that, one, could the Zimbabwean agricultural sector be the answer to the unemployment issue that the country is facing? As we all know, as we speak, several different records and outlets have reported that Zimbabwe has an unemployment issue of over 90%, an unemployment rate. Number two, what does the agricultural sector have to offer Zimbabwe's youth? And thirdly, and lastly, what I would like to hear from my guests who are coming through live on air from the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands and Resettlement is, studies have shown that abantu abasakhulayo are not resonating with the agricultural sector in the country. So I want to hear from them, the ministry itself, what are they doing to resell the ministry to the youth, to resell the sector towards the youth so that they take on agriculture as a career. Seeing as though the current state of the economy is not standing well, I look forward to hearing what my guests have to say. +1202-465-0318 is the WhatsApp number if you're looking to text us. Go to Zimbabwe Mushi. As usual, you can join us live. You can call us live on air on +1202-619-2077. Anoti 909 media wave frequency, pa 4930 uyeje pa 6065 ne pa 15460 kilohertz. Abafisa ukubukela ku internet mthwakazo omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle sikhona ku www.voazimbabwe.com. We're also live streaming on www.voashana.com, and lastly we're live streaming on our third website, which is www.voandebele.com. However, Zimbabwe Omuhle, for our Facebook fanatics, labo abasithandayo ku Facebook, we have three platforms whereby we're all live streaming in all three platforms, those being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shana, njalo sikhona ku VOAndebele. So Zimbabwe Omuhle, if you're looking to join the program and you're watching us live on Facebook, you can write your comments, you can write your numbers, we'll be reading them live on air and bringing you into the program. Kodwa, most importantly, if you like what's coming out, linga kotlu fagama like lama hat musa kangano jekare kushare chirongwa kuitraktuone no wandu edu. Heita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove.
Oya man, I wear, oya man, I wear, oya man. Tanki abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Nancy Gomega, DJ Skyver, uti hey imali yexolo. The Bulawayo Arts Awards are coming up, so shout out to DJ Skyver. Don't forget, Zimbabwe Muhle, to vote for the one and only DJ Skyver. At BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram, BigMyke3. Nga ufisu kuluma lami ndiripo, asi, for the next hour, tripana pa mapeje luma tatu, pa Facebook, pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. Utabalo kona kutwini, mtswakazo muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, Manzwa nyayathukuzela nathi mchirongwa lamhla kuhlelo. We're looking to talk to youth members, people who are on the youth desk of the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Sithinta udaba loku swelakala kwemisebenzi elizweni. I've spoken to some people who are part of this ministry, young people who are part of this ministry, and they've spoken about different things, amongst them being the issue of unemployment. We've had one of them on our show a couple of times. He's going to be joining us again tonight. His name is Nikros Kajengo, who is the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Rural Resettlement. So let's go to Nikros. Let's hear what he has to say about Utaba Lukone Kutwin. Va Kajengo, ndi nomgamchira mchirongo.
Thank you very much.
Ndimika mapinda, ndimika magabata matomu. A lot of people are looking to you for guidance. You are part of the ministry itself. You are the youth coordinator within the ministry itself. One issue that seems to keep bothering the youth of Zimbabwe is the issue of unemployment. How is the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands and Rural Resettlement looking to alleviate this issue?
Thank you very much. Greetings to you, Zimbabwe. Greetings to you, our listeners. Certainly, issue to do with unemployment is one of the global, is one of the national objectives, is one of the regional, by regional, I'm talking about the Africa Agenda 2063. So, in other words, I'm saying issue to do with livelihoods, issue to do with employment, and unemployment is a global phenomenon. The ministry responsible for land, agriculture, water, climate, and road settlement has got a bigger role to play in terms of ensuring livelihoods for our young people in Zimbabwe, of course, and beyond Zimbabwe. Now, our ministry is playing a key role in terms of mainstreaming, integrating, and supporting young people through agriculture. First, I have to highlight how it is within the comprehension of all that agriculture is one of the key, sort of livelihoods for young people in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is an agro-based country, just like many African countries. So now from agriculture, according to the Ministry of Public Service, Labor and Social Welfare's 2014 Labor Force Survey, it says that 60-70% of the employment in Zimbabwe is from agriculture. And also it's supported by the simple fact that 40% of the export earnings are from agriculture. Mm-hmm. So now, based on that, one cannot argue the simple fact that agriculture remains the key holder in terms of employment creation, in terms of livelihoods, in terms of support for the young people in Zimbabwe.
I have my first call on the line. 10 minutes into the program and Renari Raptor Pisa, I'm sure they're looking to ask you a couple of questions. Sakabatai pa Renari, nditore mtereri. Kola kola ekwengweni, mlaleli okone ekwengweni, ngubani? Yes, Banda, unjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Usungenele kuhlelo mnumzane. Right, udaba lukhona egudwini lamhla sikhuluma nge-agricultural sector. Sifisa ukuzwa kini, ungumuntu ongisakhulayo nami mnumzane.
Ngumuntu osakhulayo.
Right, into yokuqala ngifisa ukuzwa kuwe mnumzane yes. Wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, what is your perception towards the agricultural sector in Zimbabwe?
I-agriculture in Zimbabwe ingathiza kuba phansi. Ngesimo somnotho weZimbabwe ngoba vele izinto eziningi seziphansi, abantu sebebalekela kwamanye amazwe. So yikho kuzoyenza ukuthi i-agriculture yethu ibe phansi, ingadivelophi.
Ubona ngani uyamuzwa nangumnumzana uNicholas Kajengo uthi iZimbabwe is an agro-based economy, kusho ukuthi, you know, the strength of the economy, isimo somnotho sethu, is within the agricultural sector. Njengoba wena uyasho ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo abaningi sebegijimela kwamanye amazwe, ubona ngani ithuba likhona nalo ukuthi singathuthukisa ilizwe lethu, ikakhulukazi singa, if we look back at i-agricultural sector yethu, wonke umuntu, if they start investing in the agricultural sector yethu, ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo abangelawo umsebenzi.
Ithuba likhona kodwa nakho ungakalungiswa nesimo seZimbabwe angeke lisebenze. Kufanele ukuthi abantu beqale bebambane phansi nomnotho weZimbabwe basakhulayo babe nama-agricultures amaningi abakwazi ukuwayenza. Kathesi akuna muntu ongavuma ukuhlala eZimbabwe.
Hayi, sikuzukile kahle mnumzana Sibanda, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Right, Zimbabwe muhle mabva kunzwa khona vaSibanda vari uko kuBotswana vangavachinyatsotsanangura maondro avo pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi. Ndavabvunza ndikati aiwa, tangai matiudzawo maondro enyu pamusoro peagricultural sector iri kuZimbabwe uko. VaSibanda bvavati aiwa, ivo nemaondro avo sezvo munhu wese vechidiki vakawanda vari kutiza munyika, vari kunogara kunana South Africa, vari kudiaspora, vari kunana Botswana saivo vaSibanda. Hanza aiwa, zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Agricultural sector it's not in a great position. Regai tinzwawo maondro avaKajengo. VaKajengo, muchiripo parinari?
Yes, I'm there.
Right, you heard vaSibanda vachiti aiwa, nemaondro avo sezvo vechidiki vakawanda vari kutiza munyika. Hanzi, before we start discussing whether or not the agricultural sector can uplift the youth, things need to be fixed. The economical situation in the country needs to be fixed. How do we take it forward from there?
Firstly, I would like to make it very clear that his suggestion or his view that there is an exodus of young people from Zimbabwe to neighboring countries, in fact, it can be true. However, it happened before the new dispensation, before the new era. That is before November 2017, when there was the old regime. But now, after the new dispensation led by the President Comrade Idi Mnangagwa, we are now seeing that Zimbabwe is open for business. Young people are now flocking into their country because the policy framework is now conducive for young people to take agriculture as a noble profession. Also, opportunities are being availed. Legal policy framework are also being amended so as to ensure that young people are not excluded from the national economy. Take, for instance, there is now a financial inclusion strategy put in place by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Secondly, I'm sure you are aware of the Zimbabwe Constitution Amendment Number 20, Act of 2013, Chapter 2, Section 20, that talks about the need to mainstream youth in political, social, and economic spheres of life. Thirdly, the current policy framework in the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture, Water and Rural Settlement is also conducive for the young people to take agriculture as a career. Now, we've got what is called the draft
yes, sir. I think technology irikumbotinetsa kunoko. Vateereri vangu vari kuti havasi kukunzwai. Saka regai titange takudropai and then talk phone right back within 1 second. Producer angachakufonerai back and this.
Thank you.
Right, Zimbabwe muhle uxolo 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 and ndine urombo Zimbabwe muhle ndikuona vanhu vari kunyora kuti hanzi no volume from your guest neniwo ndiri kutoona kuti hazve chokwadi volume haisi kubuda saka we're going to try fix it and address the issue and make sure that everybody can hear Nicholas Kajengo. For those that don't know, Nicholas Kajengo is the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture and Rural Resettlement ndiwo anoshanda kapa youth desk. Tamboti tiwa unzo uka pachirongwa nukutu kajinji abantaba ningi. Baru kuchema chema waru kutai wa mputi maiki tipe uka mkana kutimbo taura ni wakuruwe urumende. Saka nasi ndaku unzirai kutimunyato wana umkana ukutawara na umu wabvunze zese asitati nasi timbo tarisa unyaye unemployment ili munyika. Right, timbo tarisa upani mapeje lima tatu wana waru kutichiko. Ukumbulani ngube uko na ekasende tu LVO endebele uti Zimbabwe asazi kutukuzolunga. Then lombu so wako ona hayi kuthiwa umbuso lo uyahlupa nangu umsunduzi wandlovu uthi Mr. Hobe unjani anyaphila ndlovini wena unjani nangu tenda imshonganzo Hobe zviri sei sei watching you in Mozambique kuri sei ko ku Mozambique tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa u Terminus Masuku wazi wafaka inombolo yakhe wathi ngifisa ukungena kuhlelo Terminus sakudinga size singenise kuhlelo nam nangu mama Nomsa nekevane uthi evening VOA mama Nomsa unjani nangu Mike Ndlovu uthi evening Mike I hope you're well. Na nguthuli masoka nguye waphinda wafaki umlayezo wakhe wathi no volume from your guest. Let's hope ukuthi umnomzana uKajengo can be heard this time. VaKajengo madzoka pachirongwa mu zvirufambe.
Thank you very much.
Right. Chiendra imberi ninyaya mamuchikurukura.
Okay. I was saying the previous speaker mentioned that there is exodus of young people from Zimbabwe to neighboring countries. And I said, I partly agree with him that exodus has been in existence, in particular before the new era. That is before November 2017, when the new dispensation was born. Now, the new administration led by Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa is now creating conducive environment favorable for young people to take agriculture as a noble profession. Legal instruments have been put in place to promote youth mainstreaming and integration in agriculture. Also, it's pleasing to note that we have got a number of young people who have left Europe, who have left Asia, who have left neighboring African countries so that they invest in our agriculture. So, certainly, I do not agree that at the moment, young people are still living in the country. If they are, of course, it is very low or little margin. But basically, the environment is now favorable for young people to invest in agriculture.
Mm. But to what extent, VaKajengo, like I mentioned earlier on, VaKawanda Vechidiki, especially when the perception seems, and this is based on studies, not my word, by the way, that are saying, when they're looking towards the agricultural sector, it's like for several different reasons, amongst them being the fact that it's hard labor, it's not guaranteed results. They don't have access to land and capital.
I agree with you. Agriculture is a laborious task, but now we are in the modern world, a world of cutthroat competition, whereby technology and modernization of agriculture is now the taking center stage. We are talking about mechanization that is being promoted by the ministry. We are talking about irrigation. We are talking about ICT. We are talking about, smart agriculture, which is not all that labor intensive. We are also talking about agriculture in terms of its value chain. It's not only about tilling the land. Agriculture is beyond primary production. It goes further to secondary, even to tertiary. We are talking about agricultural processing, value addition. Of course, there is also tertiary, where we are talking about the insurance sector, the service sector in the agricultural arena. So agriculture is beyond tilling the land. After all, even tilling the land itself is now being enhanced by the use of machinery and mechanization, making it attractive to our young people.
Mhm, regai ndikubate muromo nditore umwe muterere ari kupinda pachirongwa. Kola mlalele kone cincweni ari pari nhare ndiani.
Hello.
Yebo, kola ndiyana riparunare?
Morris Moyo.
Morris Moyo, unjani Moyo?
Sikhona baba njani?
Hayi mina ngiphilile, usungenele kuhlelo baba.
Ah ngiyabonga ngiyaqalisa namhlanje mfowethu. Hey, lapha kuleli lizwe likamnankagwa siphele nzima. Indlala isithwalise nzima. Angikwazi ukuthi leli lizwe ngomunye owalelwa ilizwe leli, but ngendlela engithwele nzima ngayo ngizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba azange sikulwele khona lokhu abakwenzayo.
Kodwa bababonyo nangumuntu ongisakhulayo uNikros Kajengo uthi abantu abasakhulayo bayalima, bayalima, so indlala iphumaphi? Where is the hunger coming from?
Uyazi ngizasuka ngikhulume kubi kuthiwe ngirong ngoba mina ekulweleni kwami lizwelela azange silwele khona lokho, salwela sibile ukuthi umhlabathi kawubuye ebantwini kodwa not ama-individuals. Ngendlela abayenza ngayo laba bantu abezana, mina angiboni kule mpilo esilayo. I'm a freedom fighter myself. Kodwa ngendlela abasiphatha ngayo, even khona okungama-tissue kwabo abasinika khona okuyimali kwakhona lokho, angikuboni kulo ncedo kithi. Ngiyacela sibili ukuthi anibana lingasiphatha, lingasisebenzela sikhulume lani ngendlela size sithole izimuso okuqinileyo. Benike umfana lo omncane olevision, ngibona ingathi into engcono kakhulu ngoba asilanto esiyitholayo thina.
So ubona ngani uhulumende hayi kumele ashiye umbuso?
Hayi vela sohulumende le futhi ungazi ukuthi umgqabe wayengcono kunalo. Sithwele nzima sibile vele kasazi ukuthi singenzani.
Hayi sikuzwile kahle baba Moyo, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelwa ngithi baba.
Okay baba.
Right, zvulukandaba mavha kunzwa kwona va Moyo umo mutereri hanzi ini ndakarwa Hondo. Hanzi takaenda ku Hondo is hanzi this is not what we went to the liberation struggle for. Kutwa lokho kuphumayo ngiphinde ngambuza ngathi nanga ukuni cross ka Jengo hanzi ndiyo ka vaka Jengo aripo pa Runare vari kuti haiwa isu vechidiki tirikurima tirikurima tirikurima. Saka ndavabvunza vangati hanzi aisiri kufa nezhara, saka ndikuvabvunza kuti ko zhara iri kubva nekupi sezvo vakajengwa kuti isu vechidiki tiri kurima. Vaoendera mberi va Moyo vachiti hurumende yava munangagwa aisi kuvafadza zvikurusa. Asi vononi kuti abantu vatini emakhasini eto matatu kuVOA Ndebele, nanko abantu vayangena kuhlelo, ngiyamabona ama-hearts lama-likes, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Nankosinathi uthi asimuzi how kanti kungani bengamuzi umoya. Ngibona ngani kuyahlupha lamhlanje i-technology uxolo. So I'll make sure ukuthi uproducer wami will attest to this. Ekhasini lethu ele-VOA shona hanzi no volume for Moyo, no volume for Moyo. Hayi ngibona ngani nyaya ye-technology nasiri kutinetsa. Abantu nangu Justin uthi live from KZN Cato Ridge Durban. My smoke vari kuti volume inenge yanetsa zvechokwadi. I'll make sure ukuthi uproducer wami gets ahead of that. Kodwa let's go back to uKajengo, let's hear ukuthi uKajengo yena uthini ngombono kaMoyo. VaKajengo muchiripo pari nare?
Yeah.
Right, manzwa maondro ava va Moyo vakarwa Hondo ava vari kuti hanzi zviri kubuda izvadzi isu were dying from hunger. Zhara 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 yapinda munyika. Zvino kana imi vechidiki muri kuti muri kurima, you are saying you are farming as abantu vasakulayo and you're producing the good stuff. Where is the hunger coming from?
I'm sure that Mr. Moyo is not in Zimbabwe. If he is in Zimbabwe, he witnessed to himself how the young people are selling their maize to our GMP. You know, we have got a program called Command Agriculture. That program included the youth, included all the people. It had no segregation either on political, social, neither age dynamics. So all people, provided they got the capacity to till the land and to make use of resources, they were given equitable access to those inputs. Now, then we are witnessing young people exporting to GMB, not only maize, but if you look to other enterprises or sectors, like livestock. You know, it's quite interesting to see that some of the young people have gone further to sell local. Some are even exporting to neighboring countries like South Africa, Botswana, even Zambia. So now, agriculture, as I said earlier on, that is broader. It's multifaceted, it's dimensional. It's not only cropping, but it goes further to even, you know, livestock and other enterprises. So the simple notion that the country is food insecure, honestly speaking, I can say my brother is disconnected with reality.
Asiwaka Jengo, like I mentioned earlier on Pandanchi Tanga Chirongwa, a lot of studies have shown, Kuti, as we speak right now as a country, where we are importing more than we are exporting. So when you talk about people exporting, where's the money going? If you're going to say, Kuti, I was a chokwadi, trukurima, and trukwita mari, exporter. Saka mari achi yuriku enda kupi?
Yeah, that's a very good question, sir. You know, as a country, I told you that Zimbabwe is an agro-based country. It's not only agriculture that supports our industry. Our industry is beyond agriculture. You know, we have got a manufacturing sector. We have got a health industry. You know, we ought to import some of the raw materials that are used in other industries that are non-agricultural. So now,
Asiwaka Jengo, the country is importing stuff like cooking oil.
I just hear that on social media. There is no official, position regarding the import of cooking oil. I think that one is an exaggerated statement by the people through the so-called social media like Facebook and WhatsApp. To be frank with you, why do they import, or why do we import as a country cooking oil whilst it's plenty in our shops? If you go to any shop in Zimbabwe, either rural areas, peri-urban areas, the urban areas, every shop, every, you know, sector that is into retailing or wholesaling has got enough or surplus of cooking oil. So the notion that we are importing cooking oil, honestly speaking, I think it's a statement which we can call it a witch watch sentimentalism.
All right, rega ndikubatei pamuromo ndibve ndatora mutereri ngezwa kuti ndinomulalela ecingweni kola muterera ari parunare ndiani?
Masuku
baba masuku njani?
Ngiphilile
usungenele kuhlelo baba.
Yebo kulungile.
Na ngumnumzana qhubekela phambili baba.
Into esifayela lo baba okhuluma ngemuva lawo nyamuza sibili. Ngizama ukujustifya into ezingayizwisisiyo. Ngoba nxa sikhuluma nge-agrobusiness eZimbabwe, we're talking ukuthi umuntu angasebenza ulonto ayitholayo. Ngoba ungakhangela kahle singizawunika umzekeliso ukuthi kulabafana abaningi labantombazane abangene ukulima itobacco. But unfortunately, what did they get over the period? Ngoba emveni sebelima itobacco yabo, the government got inside, ngathathi amayouth ababanika amabhondi. Manje kusasa uzalima kanjani lo muntu? Njalo nje ukulima business elifuna abantu bencediswa nguhulumende, hhayi ukuthi umuntu uyamnika lobo ngazi umnika inkakala kade ensini engelamali yalima etholane. Okwamanje kathesi akula muntu olemali. There's nothing like electricity. There's nothing like izibi lokuthi kube ne-irrigation system. And the more so, ama-dams they are dry up, water is running down to the sea. Agula ina ungane samanzi. So in all aspects there is nothing that is going to come out of this farming. It might be centuries and centuries of years, but to be very honest, agula and epuman.
So how do we revive it, Baba Maso?
Into le uti revive again. Take up. I think abantu labana ngemuva abase zikhunjeni abavume ukuthi ulutho lolu alisebenza abalwenzayo. Ukufuna ukuncediswa ngazo zonke indlela. Ngoba ungakhangela ukuthi sakude kude we've been having these people in power, labanye bayabe behlezi ezindaweni bezibiza ukuthi bona they are good or kumbe ngama-ambassadors of anything. But eventually if you look at it, akulanto ephumayo. Ngoba ilizwe leli has been a bread basket of Southern Africa. But kathesi is just a basket elingelalutho. So they should find with our policies are our surveillance. Everything that comes out of this issue is about policies and policies. Now that people that don't have money, we are demanding money. A man that I paid a test on a kind of since he took land 2000 up to now. I was on a run out to the 20 years.
What's the use again? Gigang, our Kulma Lukachengo and Lukachengo, and he's been on the program before. And he was talking about Amapanga corner, like for example, in Power Bank, a corner for Abata Sakulai. But in Power Bank, corner and Bona, even in the Power Bank itself. With the Econi division, Lapo Bakang Lutuki's Abasakulai, who are looking to go into agribusiness. Do you not think that's where the funding can come in from?
No, no, no. Those are simple speculations, my friend. We had those things. When the Liam Kabe, Tom Banduano, who went away with a whole lot of money. Those things are political. Those things are politically biased. So you can be at it. Those people, there are people who go there and given that money, and that money is used to buy ama, you see, guma social media, ama Lamborghini. That's where those monies are coming from. So when people are speculating all these things, there's nothing that is going to come out of this. And the Kaena that is, as much as we are, from the end, you've got a lot of this income. What I got this in the woods and a lot of Kuma and move highly. It's trying to just tell it right. This is the moment of the income was that. In my life, I told him my name. Now, if you are told 1,000 pound, that pound is useless. Is he going to get into the business next day?
Hayi sikuzwile baba Masuku, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo. Wothi ngizwe ukuthi yena ukhajenga othini ngodaba about everything you said, angithi. Right, hayi Zimbabwe muhle, hayi udaba lukhona kukhala ngani, luyachisa. Vakajengo muripo pano nare.
Yes, I'm here.
Andizi hangu kuti munonzi waNdebele, munonzi waNdebele.
Partly.
Right. Ma va Masuka vapindo akabata nyaya dzakawanda, but chanyatso ndi that I think stood out of everything was the issue yokuti hanzi varimi when they go and they harvest their crop, be it maize, be it tobacco, etc. When it's time to sell it, they're receiving their money, their funds in RTGS dollars. See you RTGS dollar yacho hanzi ainaka na value munomuka makuseni yakunzi 9:1:9 ne user. Mangwana yagunz 1:10. The next day yagunz 1:11. Zino, how do we move forward? Because as umuntong sakula yechidiki, these are the things that deflect them from going into agribusiness.
Okay. I think, let me make justice on that. First, I was watching ZTV tonight where the cabinet or government of Zimbabwe today announced that maize is going to be bought from farmers and payment shall be done through U.S. That's the first point. Second point is that our market is not monopolized. It's liberalized. Farmers have got a choice. Remember, Zimbabwe endorsed or adopted what you call a multi-currency system. The farmers have got the choice, one, to sell in local current RTGS or bond or even eco cash. Second, they've got another choice to sell in foreign currency because it's a government policy position that we are in a mouth current system or economy. So now, if farmers are into, say, small livestock or even other livestock like cattle, they are free to sell even in the U.S. They are not, you know, they are not prohibited to sell in Forex. They are fully allowed to sell their products in Forex. So we can't always accuse the state or the government of imposing RTGS to the farmers. I think that concept or notion has to be marginalized out of existence because this law has been given to the farmers to choose or to select the best, you know, the best option for them, either to sell in RTGS, eco cash, bond, or even foreign currency, including even rand.
it's usable in Zimbabwe.
Vaka jengu, hurumende ino garaichiti havana ma US ekupa vanhu hanzi ma government workers atibhadhare ne US dollar isu. Nekuti hanzi atiprint ma US dollar. Imari yeku America. So how do they go about paying people in US dollars? Indikashuka ndikati wona ndikutengesa forge, I'm selling tobacco and I want US dollars. How do I then go about getting US dollars when the government is saying that there is no money in the country, there is no US dollars?
Okay, let me put more strength or focus on some crops like horticultural crops. Government is promoting exports. I'm sure you are aware of the export incentive put in place by the RBZ, some few years that has gone by, the 5% export incentive. Meaning to say, there is ease of doing business, which is being promoted by government. You know, there is now what we call one-stop shop. It's meant to promote exports in particular. So now, farmers are also free to export their produce. Zimbabwe is open for business. They are free to sell in any country. And the conditions are favorable for the exporters or the farmers. As I mentioned, that 40% of our earnings are through exports. So now, if the farmers export their products, obviously, they'll get the yields they are aiming for. Or even other foreign currency like euro or even rand.
Alright, regarding kubate pamuromo waka jengo nditore mtereri. Angezo kusingilo mlalele ekwengweni. Kola mlalele ekwengweni. Ariparu nari ndiani.
Niki masera si.
Tripo, shuruku fambere mkom.
Andri bo, ndi mkoma Donald.
Mambo, shuruku fambere.
bo, jaiso, kuri se ikoko.
Mushe, kana mshifara, shuruku farao.
I want to farm koma.
Murugunzo waka jengo waru kutawara nyaya iripo nasi mchirongwa tukutawara neze unemployment uyeze tukurukura ne vamiri veku Ministry of Lands and Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Waru kutuwa ne chibi mbiso chokuti waru dao gazirisa nyaya ziru mnika especially pa chotarisa nyaya zi unemployment imungati nazozo.
Kungotaura wanu wajizamao, kungotaura kungofadza wanu, waningo vashoma wanu kuna kufadza wawo.
Hanzi space ripo wa mambo mafu wanu, HDK, amupu menazo erezos.
Apana chati ya bumamu kumataewa kukumusha ukotishido, apana chati ya mboda kuwakana kwa wakua na lakana, chingwe chati ya mbondo, apana, mtu zao, zuzi mapromisa auto maziwa,
zino,
kuna ngotaura, apana kana chino buda mkoma. Zino vanhu mukatakati urumende chinoikonesa basa ka. Inoda kungodzamba kwese kwese. Nao vaya kukunyura makuya vanhu hapana chatakaona. Zuro ndi zuro. Vatangobata zvira kombandida varungu vakadzinga mafrazi hapana chatakaona. Vanoda kungobata kwese kwese hapana kana chiro vanhu vanobata kuimplementa. Unza mai jesa zvina kana ndezobuda mberi hatina kana chatakaona mbomba. This empowerment yakatanga kare. Ndokudenga chizvinobereka zvibereko. Vanhu vose tikuti hakuna kana mwana ari chiri kumonda chatambura muzvipa. Hapana chinobuda apa. Ungotaurawo.
Zvino manje vamambo mukoma Doni kana makuti apa hatichadi nekunzwa nezvazvo. Toendera mberi sei nekuti ndivo vari pazvigaro, ndivo vacho vari kutiudza kuti chofamba sei.
Aiwa hako apo pazvigaro hakurangu. Hazvingati varipo havo zve asi vanongova vakazvimirira vari kurepresenta pachavo. Hapana vari kurepresenta pazvigaro zvavo izvozvo. Vari kuzvirepresenta nemhuri dzavo. Noti zvokuti zvokuda kunyepegwa kana kuya munhu achiuya achitaurira zvinandi basa rese. Hapana chatingazivi apa.
Mune mvunzo here wamama chida kukanda kuna vakajengo?
Mvunzo wangu wakati wangupa wangoti. Vanozozvikwanisa sei? Vakakoniwa kumashure kwese. Vozobuda sei?
Aiwa regai tinzwe kuti vanoti nazvo. Tinotenda
kuti munopina mvura. Chavambovapa tarisiro kana vimbo yekuti zvinobuda iko zvino chii? Vakangokuona kwese kumashure uko.
Regai tinzwe kuti
vangokuona izvozvo.
Aiwa.
Vakangovapa tarisiro chedzo chii?
Aiwa regai tinzwe kuti vanoti nazvo handiti.
Alright,
Mr. Kakjengo, a question directly straight at you. Hanzi, all these years, Makakoni was Zimbabwe used to be the breadbasket of Southern Africa. Manzwa moyo ata Hanzi, yango breadbasket nje. Apana na chunchiribo, manzwa mambo manzi, Makakoni wa all these years. Msiano uripochi.
I don't agree with him. Because as I mentioned earlier on that our country is food secure, of course, the nation experienced some disasters beyond anybody's control. We are talking about a perennial drought that has been happening in Zimbabwe. Look, from 1992, we have been experiencing droughts. Secondly, Recently, we experienced another, you know, a disaster, certainly die. Thirdly, you know, the nation has also been experiencing sanctions. They affected our international trade. So now, these are some of the hiccups or hindrances that have been, you know, a stone in the dung that has been a cause of concern in terms of agricultural development in the country. However, because of other measures or strategies put in place by government, such as command agriculture and also enhancement of skills development, at the moment, as I'm talking to you, the government of Zimbabwe established 8 colleges of agriculture and more than 40 vocational training centers. And we've got a number of polytechnic that are training our young people in food science, in agriculture, in horticulture, the agricultural value chain in their, you know, more facets. They are being trained. Our young people are being embedded and embedded with these skills, meaning to say these are some of the steps that have been taken by the government in the right direction so as to ensure livelihood and sustainable development for our own people, of course, in line with the Vision 2030 and the SDGs.
Mm-hmm. I have my second guest, Okone Hlelweni, umnumzana ukudakwashe Muntsanka, inhlanganiso ye AgroPulse. Yena uMuntsanka Jalo is what they refer to as Zimbabwe as a champion farmer. Kusho ukuthi hayi, Panuti Chiba best, he's amongst the top crop, the top best, bestest of the farmers in Lizweni. Asizweni ukuthi yena uMuntsanka uthini ngodaba lokho nekodwini. Muntsanka, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo obunanza.
Ngiyabonga baba Mike, kunjani?
Hayi, ngiphilile, wena unjani?
Hayi, siyaphila baba.
Nantu dabule khona egudwini enengi labantu abalaleli bayangena kuhlelo bathi hayi izinto azimanga kuhle eZimbabwe. Sike saba lo mnumzana uMoyo yena wangena wathi hayi we are dying of hunger ngempela. Ngaze ngabuza uMoyo ngathi how? Kodwa yena ukhanje ngo uthi abantu abasakhulayo, you guys are all producing ama crops ngempela, you are exporting it in the masses. So how are people dying of hunger elizweni when there's so many young people who are producing things in masses?
Ngiyabonga baba. Abantu nxa besithi bafa ngendlala, kumele sibili bekhulume ukuthi indlala le ebabulalayo indlala yipi yakhona. Mina as far as I'm concerned, umuntu sibili ofuna ukusebenza sibili lapha eZimbabwe, indlala ayimbulali. Kulenhlelo eziningi kakhulu ezenzakalayo ezokuthi zincedise abatsha, nokuthi ukuthi bedle kuphela, but ukuthi bekwanise ukubisela iZimbabwe lapho eyayikhona ukuba yi-bread basket e-Africa. Inhlelo zona lezo abatsha bonke bengabambanisa amakhanda, bekwanise ukufaka ama-resources abo nolwazi lwabo abalitholayo kuma-colleges abayakiyo lawa. Nethemba lokubana siyaphumelela njengelizwe. And indlala le abayikhulumayo, nethemba yokuthi abaseze beyikhulume kanjalo. Ukhulume kakuhle sibili ukuthi ngi-under inhlanganiso ye-AgroPulse. Lapha engiba khona ngu-Secretary for Projects. Sibe sihamba elizweni kuma-provinces achiyeneyo. Sithi kwabatsha, i-emphasis yethu kwabatsha, sithi kwabatsha, dinganini umhlabathi. Ungaze uphiwe umhlabathi ngubabakho, ngumalumakho, ubususitshela ukuthi hatshi mina sengithole i-3 hectares, lo ethi hatshi mina sengithole i-5 hectares. Sesibona ukuthi ongakulima khonapho lilonke yikuyini, lingalima laphana sesibambanisa, sesiprocessa khonapho kunokho elikulimileyo njengabatsha. So that we can then live indawo elikhona, sesiprocessile sokuyi and a product. But manje abatsha aba they are not coming forth, ababuyi.
Kungani? Why are they not coming forth? Ukuthi what happened?
Angizwanga baba.
Ngithi why are they not coming forth? For what reason?
Ama reason abo yiwona labo ukuthi abanye bayesaba. Bayesaba ukuthi hatshi into lezi kumbe esingathi yikucabangela ukuthi hayi madoda akusoze kuphumelele lokho, hayi akulanto enje. Okunye abanye bethi hayi lokhu it's too good to be true, ukuthi besinike ama-input konke. Khathesi nje ngikhuluma emini sibesilo mhlangano le-Command Agriculture, omkhulu wabo uthi no, as Command Agriculture we are saying young people, you know, we are not in the business of giving abantu ilendi. But it's like ukuthi bashela ilendi ku government and abahambe ebazalini babo bethu ilendi. Sebebuya, we give them input. When we give them input, sebehlanyela ngoba bonke abantu abathatha ama input ngabantu abadala, you know, those people are connected. But abanye laba basebela kachana. Ama reason abakwesaba abawazi ukuthi ama reason wathi kumpinwe ikuvila sasa.
So could Akwashi tell me something? Abantu abasakhulayo, the issue of access to capital and land is one issue that seems to prevent a lot of young people from getting into the agro business. As an organization, what are you guys doing towards helping them?
As an organization, okwakhathesi, we are in negotiations. Amele abantu bebekwazokala ukuthi inhlanganiso yama agropos was launched this year ngohulumende. Njalo nje, we are in a process of negotiating with the AMA donors, ukuthi bebuye or financiers, ukuthi bebuye besincedise, ukuthi sikwanise ukufinancer not only young people, but so many farmers around the country. So in the next few months, 1 or 2 months, sebesesile sikhwama esimelele ama-agropos, ukuthi siyakwazi ukuncedisa abatsha. But sithi abatsha laba abancediswa sincedisa people already with land kumbe abasebefilelwe i-affidavit ukuthi no nginike indawo yokuthi elime yibo abantu esesibakhangelayo. Njalo nje we are also working with the Ministry of Agriculture through i-youth desk elidwa ngubaba Okanjengo lo okhulumayo, where we are also identifying ama-young people around the country abale potential to become ama-champion farmers njengathi thina. Then labo senzeni sisebenze labo not only with giving e-finance but also giving e-technical advice and also creating a market for those young people as well. So ngikhuluma nje kathesi abanye bacabanga ukuthi sikhuluma ama-crops kuphela ukuthi zingene into eziyabo fishing. Kathesi we are working with i-program edinga khonale ulindiso uya mbuthile ukuthi kuli bantu bakulindiswe mujathane monse domajathana mujathe vashi kuli Zambezi. And then we process that fish, the matimba, which they catch from Zambezi. That's part of farming. That's part of an agropo, creating an agropo.
Right. Kuda, wathi ngikubambe kancane ecingweni, ngithatha umlaleli wami okhona ecingweni angithi.
Siyabonga.
Right, rega inimbuthola umtheli rari kuphinda mchirongwa par nare ndikudzo ndina va Atkin Rungana. Va mkoma zviri kufamba.
Zviri kufamba mkoma mai makasimbe.
Mushe mushe ndimi kama apinda mchirongwa ma hamuchiti tinoita zvefarm izvo tinozviziya izvo.
Hayo ndatenda nekundiso mchirongwa mkoma maiki vandatenda nekundipo mukana wekuti rona nakajingwa.
Mhm. Right, vakajengo varipo parunhare vari kuteerera tina zvekare kuda kwashe munzanka wemusangano weagropos. Totanga ndinotanga nekunzwawo maondere enyu nezvesekta yedu yeagriculture. Imi murumuwo wechidiki makambondudzawo kuti munoita zvefarming. Tudzewo maondere.
Ya, ini moni rangu mukati agricultural sector ndikona kunge zvinhu zvakaoma mukoma maigove. Hapana makwanisiro atingamboite sechidiki kuti tikwanise kurima mukati agriculture yemuZimbabwe. Zvakaoma zvisingaiti nekuti ndimbofaya for example mainput ndakambotenga mainput this month ichangotanga. Like fertilizer for the meantime ipa 250 bond note. Can you imagine kuti ifarmer, young farmer, kana kuti even an older farmer wacho ane tipi yeza achirima angachikwanisisi kana tebeze tidhirodaro. Tobva ipapo toenda kumachemicals madhurire ari kuita mukoma maiki Zimbabwe hakuna kweinoenda kana ichiziri agricultural based agriculture yacho ichidhirodaro mainputs. We cannot go anywhere. Toya panhau yefiwero chaichaiyo kuti tikwanise kurima kwachona fiwo even today ndatotenga fiwo iri $8 per liter. Can you imagine?
Saka zvino
young farmers
zvino vanhu vanga vachiti imi tikakurudzirai vechidiki kuti muve mafarmers munobva maelevate nyaya yeunemployment munyika. Zvino kana muri kuti aiwa zvinhu zviri kuramba izvi zvinhu zviri kudhura hatichakwanise nekurima nekurima kwacho unemployment yacho tozoidi totanga papi.
like zando fungi zirendo na government kana kurinzi inokwanisa isizwe inogara ichitaura dai kurinzi inozozviita ayo taigona kutienda chaizvo kuti ikwanise kupa mainput iwayo ari kudhura kumarket then ngaichitipa mainput isusu semayoung farmers tobva tamashandisa nenzira kwayo athink izvo zvinoita kuti hurumende yedu ive inosimudzirika especially vakakwanisa kupinda panhau yecontract farming kuti vopa mainput kumafarmers and then by that way tokwanisa kuproduce something.
Mm-hmm. Rega mune mvunzo wa mamuchida kukandira vakajengwe here kana kuda kwashi?
Eh, ndine mvunzo ndoda kuvakandira.
Kandai vari kunzwa ivaripo parunhara.
Eh, vakajengwe ndikumbira kubvunza kuti ko zvatiri ma young farmers we are pane vanhu vakabva kufanini vakawanda stereo. Why mkunda kwanisa kuvapo ma lands vanhu ivavo? You have to give those people land so that they can produce something to the nation. Otherwise mukasawapa land vanhu ivavo zvinoramba zvichidhakwa. Inini I wonder kuti pandopinda ma prize nezvo ndovanzoona vanhu vane land they are uneducated but yet ma graduates they are there vana land. Toya kuti even you vanhu vachona vari kupuwa land some they are my OVs some vakangosiyana siyana those people you should look at them nobobvunza kuti have you ever looked at the graduates who are there kuti muwapo mukana wekuti vaproduce what is this land
vakajengo muripo parinari rapo Mr. Kajengo
umatreat varingopfuura hawo ongonzi land iyo munhu ada munda anoita inonzi muchirungu application anoapplya through ma district land office edu through ma provincial land office edu kana achinge aita apply anoiswa pa waiting list kana vanhu vachinge vaallocatewa at the moment hurumende ine urongwa huri kutofamba pari zvino weaudit saka audit yotozotaura nemutungamiri wedu wenyika kuti vari kutarisa vane mapurazi akakurisa vane mapurazi akawanda zvoita kuti vechidiki nevamwe vasinawo pavo pekurima vavanewo pekubata rega kuora mwoyo shamwari don't lose hope usatange kushoropodza kana kuti kuzvidza chinhu kwati wapinda machiri haufaniri kuyera nyoka negawe iyo iripo iwe applya kana waapplya after time yatoita tiisusu yaunenge waudzwa kuti svika nguva dzakati kana isina kuita ozviva nechichemo nechinhu chokutanga kechipiri panyaya yanga uri kutaura yemainputs kuti ari kudhura tine mainputs ari pakasiyana kune mainputs etobhako kana kuti efodya kune mainputs edonje kune mainputs echibage zvese zviri kuitwa necontract farming government ine yainoti subsidized like command agriculture mapurizes ecommand anenge akachipa nekuti hurumende inobvisa chimwe chikamu toenda tobhako research board trb ine urongwa hwayo hwekupa varimi vechidiki mainputs etobhako kunyange timb zvakare ine same program hurumendewo zvakare ine urongwa hwekubatsira vanhu chirongwa chagara chichiitwa kuzvirimwa zvinoita semasmall grain kana kuti donje zvova vulnerable paprogram inoitwa nemutungamiri wenyika inopiwa vanhu pachena vanonzi mavulnerable vulnerable kureva vanhu vakaremerwa neupenyu hwavo vangava vanhu vakwegura vangava vanhu vakaremara kunyange vechidiki vasina pekutangira muri mukategori yemavulnerable humwe mutungamiri wenyika president put scheme iripo yakamirira imi so mukachema muri kunze musingapinde mukati musangoramba muchichema pindai mukati mufambe mufambewo kune vamwe maofisi edu aripo maofisi yeagritechs aripo opd iripo maofisi yamugt kana kuti da nemamwe maofisi ehurumende aripo pakukubatsirai zvirongwa zviriko zvinoyambutsa vanhu
Atkin uchiripo parinari here Atkin uchiripo here
ndiripo parinhare mukoma hove
are you happy neresponse yavakajengo
aiwa ndafara chose neresponse yavo asi nemubvunzo futi mumwe kana vachiri kukwanisaa kumupindura
wekupedzisira
mubvunzo wangu wekupedzisira ndewekuti taivakwanisa kuchigadzirisa manje panhau yemaket isinzi tanzwa kuti mainputs anokwanisa kuaccesseka rike panhau yemaket manje ngazvichivaka kuti munhu akashingaira kuti arimi handiitika apiwa mainputs kunyange zvisingabuda hazvo but akapiwa guy marketing gaichiroka reliable kana ngaichiro attractive zvafana kuti tobago this year ndakarima tobago zvakanyanya but ndikuona market yachona iri kuti akozi next year I think hope yacho kuti ndidzokere kuti munda next year inogona kuve ndi low kwandiri asi munhu akazvipira ake kurima ndogona kudzokera zvekare ndikanga vachitry kuti market ivo attractive so that you kana even market yacho ive chibage chechauri kutaura ngaive attractive zvekare because 750 something per ton it's not enough kuti munhu akwanise kudzokera mumufamily I think that's my last question.
Mhm. Vaka Jengo, one more time. Let's try this again.
Kete. Ngakari se ma sector ese kana uri murimi, ukaitawo serie kana kuti zvirimwa zvinotipasadza, woitawo ma horticultural produce, woitawo zvipfuyo, uye market iri pavi chekutanga tinogona kuita market yedu locally muno muZimbabwe. Chechipiri tinogona kuitawo market kunze kuda kuti maexport zvakare tinokurudzirawo varimi kuita yatinoti value addition kana kuti izvo kuwandudza zvinhu zvavo zvavanenge varima zvinoita kuti market ikurewo nokuti iso muenzaniso bhagidhi rechibage kana richiita $20 asi tikagadzira hupfu tinoona kuti 10 kg inenge yakaita kana kuti $25 or $30 value addition iyoyo yakanakira murimi anokwanisa kuwanawo mari yakanaka mari refu naizvozvo value addition nokuexporta zvinoita kuti tiimprove chouviri chinobatwa nemurimi.
Right, aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vakajengo. I'm sure Atkin nayo anzwa your response. Regai tidzokere kuna kuda kwasho tinzoti vangati kuda kwasho sakonecimwena. Right, you heard Atkin come in and he touched on several different things. Now, one thing he highlighted, and it's interesting that he said that because I've also heard people who are professors who have studied Zimbabwe when we're talking about the farming industry, where they were saying, Kuti, a lot of people who are getting, who are receiving land, majority of them are not young people who are coming from these graduate schools. A lot of them are people who just, like Atkin said, and please don't quote me on this, uneducated on how to handle the land. How do you then move forward from something like this to ensure that all these young people who are going through school, who are actually going to come out with a degree saying, I know how to handle this land, get access to the land so that we can move forward, uplifting the youth and, of course, uplifting the Zimbabwean economy?
Thank you very much. I think Mr. Kanjego answered him very well. What these young people are lacking is the temerity to approach the relevant offices. These people who are clueless, yes, they are very right. I agree with them. Yavumelana na labo. Ukuthi ilendi ithiwa abantu abangafuniyo ukuyisebenzisa or abangakwanisiyo ukuyisebenzisa. Abafuna ukuthatha maybe for speculative purposes. While if labana bafundeleyo ukuthi belime are not getting that particular land. But the problem is because uhulumende cannot come and knock at everybody's door. Ethi, hey, usufundile, uzothatha umhlabathi. Ngoba abanye bafundile, but they want just to educate others. Abanye bafundile, they want to be agronomists. Abafuna ukuyelima. So those young people should then be able to approach relevant agritechs, offices, akhulunywe ngubaba uKajengo, and then apply for land. Once that they are pure in land, those are the people abamele bethuthukise ilizwe. But manje abantu laba abakwenzayo ukuthi after completing, they want to look for jobs because their courses have just taught them ukuthi dinganini umsebenzi. Awubafundisi ukuthi hambani ledinga iland, how to apply for iland. So I would wish ukuthi curriculum yabo address that deficiency. Ukuthi no, don't go and look for attachment ETC land. But hambani ledinga umhlabathi. This is what you have to do. Go and apply this way. Or form ama groups enu, kuma colleges yenu nalawo. And then you go and apply collectively as a group to say, we have completed. Give us a certain piece of land so that we can demonstrate capacity. So I create a demonstrator capacity. Then it is as mega individual by individual. I think it's when they are just
right.
And then the other point I
read. Kuda is cut. Yes, is cut. 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 Is Unfortunately, kodwa ngizakudinga saqhubekela phambili ngodaba lolu kuhlelo lonwe labasakhulayo that we have every Sunday. Ngizakudinga so that singenise ku radio. Zulukandaba isikhathi nguba ndiyajganana isikhathi sethu yomangoyi nguba yaphela tashuka kumagumo echirongwa nasithathi ndiyatsozeya ngeye unemployment tichikhurukura nevakuru vebazi rinoona nezvekurima. There were people who are from the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands and Resettlement. Isikhathi sami sesiphelile, anokoneka nemfaro. Zimbabwe omuhle. Bye bye.